When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, well, well. Good afternoon, West Ham fans. Has David Moyes' contract talk stalled? Yes, everybody, Russ and the West End Network. Hope you are all safe and well. Happy Thursday. Hope it's going swimmingly. So, I thought I'd pick a subject we haven't spoken about. David Moyes. I don't know, it's all gone, you know, under the radar, this David Moyes contract talk, just in case you've been living under a rock for the last year. Anyway, so what's been interesting? So, I think it's let's talk about narrative. Let's talk about time frames, because I think that's a really important thing. The conversation about David Moyes' contract has been under discussion, I would suggest, for about 3 years, or at least within the last, say, 12 months, I would suggest, in terms of heating up. Now, what we were led to believe and what the ITK sources, people who are in the know, all those type of things, had mentioned back in towards the end of last season was that Moyes was going to walk away, having won the Europa Conference League, particularly going out on high, and that's what we were and heralded in a new regime with Tim Steindl at the helm and getting in the manager he wants or the first team coach he wants. That didn't happen, and we were told that a number of players were angry at the fact that he wasn't. He went against his word. I believe one of them was Jarrod Bowen, who subsequently signed a 7-year deal. So I don't believe that as much as what was being said, particularly after months of negotiation for a new deal. But that's what we were told, and then probably about October time, November time, something like that this year or this season, news broke, you know, on TalkSport, and it was on the BBC website and stuff, that Moyes was not going to be offered a new deal. He was going to see out, we were going to see out his new contract. He wasn't being offered a new deal, yada, yada, yada. And then that was subsequently sort of backtracked somewhat. So, you know, what the hell was going on? You know, it just didn't make any sense. And then in the last week and a half, there's been a swell of opinion, debates, discussion, anger, statistics flying about everywhere, following a post-match press conference that Moyes said. And in terms of what he actually said, he didn't say in 2 weeks he was going to get a new deal. He said, we're going to start talking in the next couple of weeks, start talking terms in the next couple of weeks. Now, it's not saying that for me, I read into that. I didn't think it was assumption that I'm going to get a new deal. No. Not at all. I thought it was we're going to start having conversations about a new deal. He might not like the new terms that are offered to him. The fact is, it's a deal that the club will offer him, not him to us, if that makes sense. So, and of course, there'll be negotiation on that. So then there was a big hoo-ha. Then obviously Sean did the poll. We know Sean's connection to the club. So it could have been seen as a litmus test by the club to determine the impact of Moyes' new deal, basically, on the fan base. And it was clear there was division there, albeit, you know, we've spoken about the validity of sampling, but it was still, there was clearly, it wasn't a landslide acceptance of David Moyes getting a new deal. I think that's fair to say. You know, I think it was like 60-40 in favour of not getting a new deal. And then he single-handedly took out, you know, spoke about season ticket holders, which I didn't agree with, because I think any fan has a right to talk about who they want as manager, regardless of whether they go to the games every week, because some people just can't do that, you know, economically or physically, in terms of geographical sense or from an illness perspective as well. So I didn't agree with that, to be honest. But you can see why, because at the end of the day, season ticket holders are the most valuable assets in terms of a club, because they pay up front. So the money's in the bag, and the chances are they will buy merchandise, they'll buy programs, hot dogs, popcorn, all that stuff as well. And I know we don't get much money out of the catering side, but still, you can see why they did that. But I didn't agree with that, to be honest. But even so, I think it's a sample of 5,000, you know, I imagine a lot of them were season ticket holders, but not many. And then within that, there was, what is it, like 60%. So it was about, I think about 2,000 out of that wouldn't, 2,500 sort of wouldn't have renewed their season tickets. But if we've got this massive, because we are massive, of course, season ticket backlog, you know, in terms of, you know, backlog, then, yeah, it's not, I don't think we've got as many people as they thought they were going to get, to be honest. And if Sean's got, I don't know, a couple of 100,000 people following him, only 5,000 actually voted, it just shows that actually that's a very, very small percentage. A very, very small percentage, not even, well, 5% really, isn't it? 5% of his followers. Anyway, regardless of that. So all of that has led up to an article that's been doing the rounds yesterday from Sports Lens, that well-recognized website, talking about this and also the poor run of form could have delayed these talks. Now, obviously, the assumption Moyes was saying is in the next couple of weeks we're going to start talking about contract. That apparently is being delayed now. Now, Clarence Hugh have come out since and rubbished the report in general, but have alluded to the fact that they are suggesting that Moyes may take a decision on his future in his own hands. So the article in Sports Lens said, because of the poor run of form, because of supporter unrest, that negotiations with Moyes have slowed down. But then Clarence Hugh said the story's not true, or from their source, and again, we know who their sources tend to be, they said the story isn't true, and they think that Moyes may decide to call it a day if the fans don't want him to stay. However, who knows what he's thinking? We've had this situation already where it was believed that Moyes was going to walk away on top, having won the first trophy in West Ham's history for the last 43 years, and the first European trophy since the mid-60s, and leave on a high. But I don't think that's necessarily the case, in all honesty. You know, we've also heard reports. He was talking, apparently, again, a report that was a couple of months ago. He was telling his nearest and dearest that he doesn't expect to be at West Ham next season. And whether that's by his choice or by the board's choice, we do not know. The fact is, we're getting to a situation now. We've got Arsenal on Sunday, who's going to be a tough team to beat. If we do, obviously we've done the treble over Arsenal this year, which isn't too shabby, Alonso, at all. But then we play Nottingham Forest away, who are fighting for their lives in terms of relegation. and Brentford as well, who need to start picking up points because, again, they haven't had a great run. I think they're like 15th at the moment for Thomas Frank's side. So it does seem that, you know, we've got some, the next three games are very critical in terms of, and then obviously then we can start looking ahead because by then we're going to come to a point where we'll see who will be drawn. The draw for the next round of the last 16 of the Europa League will be after, obviously, the knockout stages. So I think it's towards the end of February. So we'll be getting to that time. So we'll see who we've got in the last 16 round. And obviously for that, we don't, just so you guys remember, we won't get any of the group leaders, the group winners from the Europa League. So, you know, the likes of Leverkusen, we won't draw them in the last 16. Maybe in the quarters, we'll be drawing one of the playoff sides. So that's the same for everyone. Obviously with that, similar to the other 2 years we've qualified top of the group, we'll play the second leg at home for the last 16. But we'll talk about that nearer the time. So I just think it's quite interesting. You know, I think it's one's gonna blink. One's gonna move first, whether it's Moyes by his own admission or the club. As I said, I think we had a situation last year in the summer where there was three options on the table. One would have been for Moyes to have walked away. Or the club to have said, right, that's it, we're moving away. We're not, in essence, sacking him, or Moyes leaving on his own fruition. There was a second option, which was to offer him a new deal, an improved deal, which would, in my eyes, have secured some sort of longevity. Whether you agree or disagree, at least you know there'd be a manager in place for the next 2-3 years, and then you can build around that. Or the worst, or the third option, which was the worst option, was let him run out his contract and then discuss next this summer, which is what we did, which I think was the worst option. Some people may say the second option was the worst option, but in terms of we can't plan. You know, looking at January, you look at Calvin Phillips. It's a short term loan because we don't know whether Moyes is going to be manager in the summer or not going to be manager in the summer. That may have been one of the issues about the Ibrahim Osman deal potentially. But then again, I just think that, I think there's a level of incompetence, I think there, from the club. I think there was you let him do the job, he'll do the job. And the fact that Brighton have, stole him under our feet, with all accounts that everyone we spoke to knew that it was unilaterally agreed by the transfer committee that Osman was a good buy, not necessarily even one for now. I mean, Moyes was quoted directly by my source, and I know my source was directly quoted as saying he likes the lad, he wants him in, but he's not going to be like a starter. He's going to be a good squad player. He's going to develop into a superstar. And so that to me points to the future. Now, maybe Moyes, because he was on a short-term deal, really, until the end of the summer now, maybe they didn't push it. He didn't push it as much. I don't know. You don't know. But we're in this really weird limbo state at the moment where no one really knows what's going on. And regardless of whether you're on one side of the fence or the other, or sitting on the fence, like me, apparently, then having this just nothingness, we don't know what's happening, isn't helping the club. It isn't helping negotiations for contracts. That being said, the Bowen deal, 7 years, he would have needed reassurances about management roles or things like that, potentially, to have done such a long contract. But obviously negotiations at the moment with Ben Johnson, obviously in negotiations with a number of the academy players as well. It doesn't help not knowing where we're going to be come August. Who's going to be in the dugout? Which players are going to be still here? Which players aren't going to be still here? And I don't agree with the... I do and I don't. I don't agree with being in limbo. But I understand why we wait until the end of the season. So I can get that, because you don't want to, because what happens is we offer players new contracts. It's simply the same with managers. It's the same as when Moyes got bloody manager of the month in December, and then we didn't win a game in January or something like that. So that's the same with contracts. You know, we could have offered Moyes a new deal in the summer. Last summer, and we could have had an absolute dreadful season, barely scraped through relegation. His contract is, you know, to take him, sack him out of that contract would cost a lot more money. To bring in someone else would cost a lot more money. I mean, you look at the situation Chelsea are in. Chelsea can't sack Pochettino, because then they'll go into FFP restrictions because of that. That's the situation they're in. So they brought in a new manager and it hasn't worked. And now to sack him will cost them more money and potential points deductions on top of the other 100 and something charges they've got to face anyway. So it is a really awkward situation. And I think it's because we didn't make a definite decision in the summer that's gone, in my opinion, one way or the other. You're going to get you. But it's true. And I think now we're in a situation where we've got this quandary and we're sort of scrabbling around trying to find out what to do, but the flip side is maybe it is part of the plan. Maybe this is the succession plan. Maybe, you know, Tim has the next manager lined up, potentially, or next first team coach lined up, and because they're currently under contract with someone else, they can't talk about it and they can't announce it, and we as fans are left in the lurch. We're left out in the cold. And that's the trouble, because then when there's silence, you get conspiracy theories. You get adding two and two together and coming up with five. You get the rise of, you know, the ITKs in terms of them and us hanging on every word they say, assuming that they know what they're talking about. Doesn't always happen. You know, there's been situations this year, team selection situations, which haven't been picked up on by ITKs, because that information, they only get the information that was linked, that's been leaked to them, you know, so only information that they get rather than all the information. And even though, you know, when they announced that Moyes wasn't going to be given a new deal back in October, I think it was on the Jim White show, and the BBC picked it up, that at least was a decision. It was a decision made, and okay, we can build on that. You know, Moyes can build to having a really successful season to add to his CV. You know, we can make sure we get the team as high up in the league as possible, because that will help the new manager coming in, the new first team coach, in terms of attracting new players. We can start negotiating new contracts with the players we want to keep. And, you know, regardless of who's in the dugout, that's Tim's role. Tim is the director of football, and he can move all the pieces around. And then when that gets, they sort of got retracted, it's like, well, back to square one a little bit. But yeah, I'll be fascinated to know your thoughts about this. I know, you know, and again, for me, it's about taking myself out of the debate about whether he should or shouldn't in terms of an entertainment perspective or whatever. It's just the mechanism. I think it could have been handled so much better. It could have been handled so much better. And it has surprised me that there hasn't been any leak communication about the actual path going forward. Because we did a similar thing with Big Sam. Do you remember? Big Sam, we sort of said it wasn't going to happen. Yada, yada, yada. You're not going to need a new contract. And actually, the team ended up playing quite well after that. We weren't playing very well. It's not off a new contract. And then it was like, Sam was like, fuck it. Let's just play some good football rather than I'm not bothered about the points now. Let's just enjoy the game. And I think there are a lot of people that enjoy that now. But yeah, no, I find it really interesting. I find the whole thing fascinating because there's so much. There's so much nuance to it all. It's not cut and dry. But I think people assume it is cut and dry. But it ain't. It ain't cut and dry. Same thing. I mean, I got called out by someone talking about the academy. And they're referencing the likes of John Lyle and Gron Reid. That was 40 years ago. You know, that was a long time ago, 60 years ago for, you know, in terms of Greenwood. The game has unfortunately moved on, and it's not because of that man. That is, you know, that is a huge factor, is the amount of money in the game. And we can, and clubs can go. I mean, as I said, we should have we're hopefully having it soon after he's finished his notice at Colchester. Is it Colchester? Yeah, I think it's Colchester. A new head of academy recruitment. So literally going and, you know, recruiting the next academy player. So rather than nurturing him from the ages of 8 and all the way up the chain, getting them in at 17, 18. So they're already there, and they may have already played off, you know, they may have played a number of first team games already for their corresponding clubs. Like the likes of Sean Moore, like the likes of Callum Marshall, these type of players. But anyway, that's me. That's me, rant. That's me lunchtime. I'll be back for Hammers headlines later on today. Go back and check out the shows you had last night. We had Jamie getting ganged up by three Arsenal fans on the wrap up. That was quite good. And then Budgie and Kieran as well. With their old school Hammers, great show as always. And something for you fans who aren't based in the UK. So it's something a little bit, you know, on your time scale. You don't have to get up at 9 o'clock to watch these shows or anything like that. We try and appreciate fans across the world as well. But anyway, take care, stay safe. Don't forget to like, comment, share all that stuff. Stay humble, and I'll see you guys very, very soon. Take care. Bye bye, my friends. Bye bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.